Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God's word tells us that all things work together for good. So then that love God and our call according to his purpose. I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in our life, I believe that God can turn it around for good, make a way for our secret people. God, we've done well.
Tonight, praise God. Glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God with us. God's favorites that comes on every. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is here to touch us. Hallelujah. In every way seems possible, because that's who he is. He will make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God will make a way. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you tonight, God, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. Thanking you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all that you are going to do. Thanking you, God, for everyone on God. Lord, if anyone have a need to God, we believe in God that you will meet, God. Meet every family, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, meet every family, oh God. If they have sons or daughters or a husband or wives in trouble, God, make a way, God. Father God, heal every hurt, God. Father God, oh, Father God, healing, healing. We speak it, God. You said speak those things that be not as they are, although they are. God, oh, God, bring salvation. Bring salvation, God, in the homes of our family members, oh, God, those that have not really turn it all over to you, God. We pray, oh God, that this is the day, this is the time, this is the hour, oh God, that they will call upon you, God, and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, praise God. Lord, we are trusting in you, God, as we pray and call unto you, God, that you will help us, oh God, in every way, God. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, for the thanksgivings that has gone on all this month, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father God, you kept us through all, oh, God, everything that went down, oh, God, that wasn't like you, you just kept us, oh, God, in the palm of your hand. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that you made us, oh, God, in your own image, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You created us to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, oh, you made us special for you, just for you, to give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're the God of more than enough. And, God, we worship you. Oh, God, oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, that we can worship you in the spirit of holiness, God. Oh, God, and lift up our voices to you, our eyes toward the heavens, from whence cometh our help, because all our help cometh from you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your undying love, God. Oh, it's everlasting to everlasting. You will never, God, take your love from us. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Yes, we do, Lord God. And we, oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for providing for us everything that we need, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, God, more than enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, all I can do is just praise him and thank him for his goodness and his mercy and his grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, y'all know last week, I didn't look at my calendar, and I thought that we were going into First Saturday, but it's next. It's the Saturday coming up. We had another Sunday in this month. Hallelujah. But you're all back here again. Y'all should have told me, hey, stop, Sister Vivian. We got another Sunday in this month. But God is good. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what time it is, because we can praise him at all time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to ask, if anybody have any prayer requests, to press 1 on your phone right now. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to pray for you. And I am going to ask Minister Felicia Keys, Felicia Keys, could she pray for the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you be available?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're such a darling person. I see why the devil is trying to beat up on you. I can't have you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He just can't have you. Hallelujah. Belongs to the Lord. Well, is there anybody need prayer tonight? Praise God. We want to pray for you. Yes, we do. We want to bring you before the Lord. We want to believe for all the good things, oh God, that God want to give you. Praise God. If it's healing, deliverance. Oh, praise God. If it's a habit, pray. If it's a child, praise God. Whatever it may be, we can storm hell gates and say, Lord, these belongs to you. Praise God. Well, I see two hands. Minister Gwen, go for it.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian and all the saints on the line. First, I want to give thanks to God for all that he has done for me and my family and all of the saints. And My prayer request is that we continue to go strong in the Lord, especially in my family I'm speaking of, and that we seek his face like never before, and have a stronger determination to just keep on growing in Christ, and let our minds be as Christ would have them have it to be. Thank you so much.
All right.
And just continued healing. And continued healing for my body. Thank you.
All right, all right. All right. Minister Shawanda, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise the Lord for blessing me to be able to get on the line tonight. My prayer request is for my friend, my neighbor. She is an amputee. Her name is Sister Gwen. Last night she called me and told me that her pressure kept dropping and she kept feeling like she was about to faint. So she called the ambulance. And so today when I got home from church, I got a call from her and she said, Shawanda, I'm going to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. And so she's still in the hospital. Her little adopted daughter who had been sneaking off and jumping out the window and trying to do what she wanted to do, she does have her in the care of one of the church members. But I would like for you all to pray for my friend, Sister Gwen, who is an amputee, that God will cause her pressure to regulate normally. And that God will bless her and make her whole and complete in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. Thank God for being on the line again tonight. I'm asking for prayer for my granddaughter. She's on bed rest. She's having some difficulties with delivery. And they had to put her in the hospital. She's not due to deliver until February. So her pelvis is opened up too soon. So she's trying to leave the hospital on her own. And if she leaves the hospital with the baby being only 2 pounds right now, she could lose the baby. But she's kind of worried because she may lose her car because she's not able to work and pay her car note. So I'm just asking that you all would just pray and ask the Lord to help her some kind of way because it's stressing her out being in the hospital and she has to be there till February and not knowing how to pay for her car and the car insurance. And she doesn't have much help from her father. Her father really didn't teach her how to have a man to treat her, how a man's supposed to treat a woman. So I'm asking for family for my daughter, my granddaughter, that whole family. And I'm asking that the Lord would strengthen me so that I would be able to let my light shine through them so that they can see Christ in me and that I can continue to preach the word and pray for them. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rebecca. The next person is Ella Lily Mae Stokes. Go for it.
Amen. I have a friend, Deb. Her name is Rhonda Moore. Well, not, she's my friend's daughter. She's asking for prayer because she had these mean spirits on her. And the mighty spirits, I told her it was, because she gets mad, upset with the family, and stop speaking tongues. She told me she don't want to be like that. And that's a few minutes ago she called me and said she didn't want to be like that. And Thanksgiving Day, she just got mad with everybody and messed up the whole dinner. So I'm asking for prayer for her. Name is Rhonda Moore, M-O-O-R. And also continue to pray for strength. Continue to pray for the Kingdom Dominion prayer line and teaching ministry. And as we go forth in the Lord, that we can continue in the Lord just like we've been on as the new year's getting ready to come in, and that we have a greater revelation in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Sister Vivian.
Yes.
I forgot to ask for prayer for my daughter. She totally lost her vehicle on her birthday on the 18th, and she's having a difficult time getting around and trying to find out how to go about things with her vehicle. And also, she's very depressed. A spirit of suicide sometimes grips her mind. So I'm asking for prayer in those areas for my daughter, Janet.
All right. Devil is a liar. All right. Sister Vivian,
can I tell you one more thing?
Yes.
Sister Rebecca, taking me, they're asking to put them two of them car notes to the end. To take them two of those car notes to the end, bring them car notes up to date, and put them to the end. She go ask her finance company to do that. They can do it.
Okay.
I don't know will they do it, but they can do it. Put those two notes to the end. And
okay.
By that time, she'll be ready to go back to work.
Okay.
Use two
Thank
months.
You.
Tell her ask for, she could ask for 3 months, but they may give her 3 months or they may give her 2 months. But
okay.
Don't ask for
Thank
one
you.
Month. That means she'll ask for 2 months.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mother.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everybody. I just thank God for connecting one more time and continue praying for me and my family. Last night, my first cousin lost her only son, and lift up the Butler family, double Butler, because my pastor's name is Butler, too, and then my cousin is Butler, so... It's double Butler families and the Porter family, the Love family, and everybody connected to this, our first cousin, lifting them up. And lift up Pastor Butler, supposed to be going to make arrangements for her great grandbaby tomorrow, which was 3 weeks old, died Thursday, ready at Thanksgiving. And my cousin died last night after Thanksgiving, and pray for my grandbaby, which have made it, Harmony, that God would keep strengthening her and keeping her healthy and just keep her wealthy. Amen.
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 Thank you. All right. Did I miss anybody? I don't want to miss anybody. All right. Minister Felicia Keys, you may go forth.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for sparing us and just being with us on today, Father God. We thank you that we were able to celebrate Thanksgiving, Lord. Give thanks, Lord, because we know you are worthy of all the praises. Father God, this evening we're coming to you. Sister Rebecca is coming to you, dear God. She's coming to you, asking for prayer for her granddaughter, dear Lord. Father God, the baby is on bed rest, Lord, and she has a way to go. Lord, touch her mind so that she will be, she would have calmness and not stress over the situation of not being able to pay her bills because she must rest to have a healthy baby, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch the car dealership as she will call them and ask for her payments to be deferred, Lord. That will be a little stress off of her. Father God, we ask that you just deliver a healthy baby, Lord, to her. Father God, we're asking that she just lie there and focus on you. Think of good, positive things, dear Lord. Father God, thanking you in advance for the baby that is coming. Thanking you that the baby will be born healthy and strong. Thanking you, dear Lord, that her bills, everything will be met. Father God, she may not know how they're going to be done, but let her just put all of her trust in you, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for this young lady. We thank you for Sister Rebecca. Father God, she's asking that you continue to be with her. Father, continue to bless her. Father, continue to let your light shine through her so that she can reach her family members, dear Lord, so that they could see that she's living for you and they see that light and that hope that she has
that's within you, and she could spread it and give it to them, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for her. Continue to keep her strong in her body, Lord. Meet every need that she has up before you for herself and her family, her entire family, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for that, dear God. Father God, Minister Gwen Vernado is praying, dear Lord. She's praying for her friend, dear Lord, and she's praying for her family that you will show yourself strong, Lord, that they will just seek you, Lord, so that they can have a closer walk with you, Lord. Father God, she's thanking you for what you have done for her, her son, and the grandbaby, dear Lord. She's thanking you for her healing. She's thanking you, Lord, for just showering them with your love, dear God. Father God, she asks that you continue to be with them, continue to keep her strong, continue to meet the needs of James, continue to bless him and Jekyll, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. She's thanking you, Lord. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda is praying, Lord. She's thanking you for a great day today, Lord. She had a great day in church. She's praying for her neighbor, her friend, Lord. Her name is Sister Gwen, Lord. She's having blood pressure problems, Lord. Regulate that blood pressure, Lord. Lord, go in and touch. Give her a blood transfusion. Just fill those veins with your blood, dear Lord. Let it just flow. Let it do everything that it needs to be done, Lord. Father God, she was also having breathing problems, Lord. Regulate that breathing, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch her, Lord. Heal her body, Lord. Bless her that she could raise her daughter, dear Lord. Father God, and let the baby, the daughter, listen to her mom, Lord. Let her slow down and not want to be quick to go out and do anything, not want to run away or cause any other stress to her mom, dear Lord. Touch her mind. Let her find peace, Lord, peace to where she's not in no hurry to grow up, not in no hurry to want to do her own thing, but just to be an obedient child, Father God. We're thanking you for the ones that's taking care of her, the church members, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda is also praying for her daughter, Lord. She was in a car accident and totaled out her car, dear God. Father God, touch her mind. Touch her mind because sometimes she's depressed. Father God, anybody that's dealing with depression, we ask that you just touch and heal, Lord. Lord, give her something to think about instead of bad things or any suicidal thoughts, Lord. Let her focus on you. Let her see the God that's in her mom. Let her see how God could bless her, dear Lord. Father God, meet the need for transportation. She's wondering how she's going to get to point A and B, dear Lord. Father God, you'll work it out to where she'll get a car or she'll have someone to provide her with transportation, dear Lord. But once again, just touch that mind. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda's grandson, continue to bless this baby. Continue to cover him. Continue to let him reach others, Lord, through his life. Father God, we're thanking you for what you're doing. And the baby that's on the way, dear Lord, we ask that she's born healthy, dear Lord, and that her life will save some of the family members, dear God, that they'll get a stronger prayer life, Lord, and see the miracles that you have worked within her. Thank you, dear Lord. Evangelist Shawanda's mom, we lift her up to you today, dear Lord. Continue to meet every need that she has. Continue to let her be watchful. Continue to let her be careful, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for Mother Patterson. Thank you, Lord. Mother Bozeman came to the line tonight, dear Lord. She's praying, Lord. She's praying for, she's thanking you, first of all, for her life, health, and strength. She's praying for her family members because they've had bereavement, Lord. A first cousin has passed away. Another one has lost their baby, dear Lord. Father God, we just ask that you comfort that family, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around them. Let them know that you could do anything. You could heal. Get them a peace in the midst of this storm with all this confusion, the mom losing her only child, Father God. Father God, just touch her, strengthen her, hold her up, Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do for the Bozeman's family. Continue to bless Minister Bozeman, Lord. Keep her strong. Keep her up. And the baby that's on the way, keep the baby healthy, Lord. Let the baby prosper. Let her touch people's lives. Let the life that Mother Bozeman is trying to live shine a light, Lord, on her family members. Let her reach down and spread that love as only you can, dear Lord. We're thanking you for that. Father God, Father God, we thank you. Mother Stokes is praying this evening, dear Lord. She's praying for Rhonda Moore, dear Lord. Father God, whatever she is going through, Father God, these demonic that she's hearing and stuff, Father God, remove them, Lord. Father God, let her plead the blood of Jesus. Let someone cast those demons out of her, dear Lord. Father God, let her just constantly call your name. Let her whisper, Jesus, Jesus. Let her moan, Jesus, Jesus. Father God, just let her call on you. Let her just invoke her body. Just spread your name throughout her whole body, Lord, and run anything that's not of you out, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just give her the strength to call on you, to fall on her knees, Father God, and just call on the name of Jesus. Father God, let her plead the blood over her life, Lord. We're pleading it for her, dear Lord. Father God, Mother Stokes, she's always praying for her five boys, Father God. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep them and their family strong. Continue to use them for your glory. We thank you for what you have done for the one son, Father God, how you're healing his body, how you healed his body, and how he's up able to drive and do different things. We thank you for that. Continue to keep Mother Stokes strong, dear Lord, in her body. Father God, we're thanking you for all that you're doing. Father God, someone else was praying, dear Lord. We pray for Sister Gwen. That's Evangelist Shawanda's friend. We pray for her. We pray for Minister Gwen. You know everything that she has said, dear Lord. If I left out something, please forgive me, dear Lord. Sister Rebecca and her entire family, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. Mother Goldsman, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that everyone has brought to this line. Father God, if I failed to call on some, them too, Father God. You heard what each and every one was saying, Father God. We're praying for our nation, dear Lord. Cover, help, heal the nation, dear Lord. We're praying for our leaders everywhere, dear Lord. Let them seek you in guidance on how to guide this country. We thank you, Lord. We're praying for kingdom connections. We're praying for our ministry. Mother Stokes was praying for that. Father God, continue to bless this ministry. Continue to send faithful members there. Continue to send those so that they can reach one, Father God. Continue to keep us humble. Continue to elevate, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for what you're going to do for that ministry. Continue, Lord, to let us invite one to the line so it could continue to grow. But as we're growing, let us all be humble, Lord. Let us all pay attention to our leader. Let us do what it is she's trying to do. Let us do it without trying to be boastful or anything, dear God. But let us do it so that we can go out and win souls, so that we can intercede, so that our prayers will be heard. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Father God, we're praying for Pastor Vivian. She always prays for others, dear Lord, and now she has these ministries, dear Lord. Continue to bless her and her family. Continue to meet every need she have up before you. Continue to keep her strong in her body, dear Lord. Continue to bless her. Father God, her books, let them sell. Let them just sell out, Lord, to where she'll have to produce it, print even more, dear Lord. Father God, meet every need she have up before you. Those that's behind prison walls, dear Lord. We ask that you go there and touch, Lord. Heal, deliver, set free, Lord, Father God. The mothers, children that may be lost, children that may be out doing what they want to, give the mothers strength, dear Lord. Let the children come back home and be obedient, Father God. But give the mothers and fathers strength to pray. Continue to pray, God, and then turn it over to you, dear Lord. And we do know that sometimes that's hard to do, but let us turn it over to you. Let us bring all of our cares to you, dear Lord. Lord, let us just bring them and know that you will work it out, Father God. The things that we're trying to do, we know we can't do it, dear Lord. But if we turn it over to you, you'll work it out however you see fit. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you once again for our life, health, and strength. Thank you for blessing blessing us to see another Thanksgiving. Thank you for this line and for all those that came. Thank you for all those that had prayer requests and for those that kept them quiet, Lord. You know their desires. You know what our thoughts before we even speak them. Have mercy upon our souls, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for everyone and their family members and their situations. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, Father God, the homeless, Lord, we're praying for you.
One other thing.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to say. Pray for my sister that's going to surgery first thing in the morning to have her breast, both breasts removed.
Father God, the surgery that will happen on tomorrow, Father God, for her sister, dear Lord. Father God, guide those. What's her name? I'm sorry.
Augustine.
Augustine. Father God, be with Augustine. Father God, be with
Augustine.
Okay, Father God, be. Okay, Father God. I'm not catching the name, but you know, Father God. Father
Sister
God, go into that, huh? Sister Augustine.
Augustine.
Hey, yeah, August like Augustine, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me for that, Jesus. Father God, please guide those doctor's hands on tomorrow as Sister Augustine go into the hospital to have her breast removed, dear Lord. Father God, you let no hurt or anything go wrong, Father God, but let it all work for her good, dear Lord. Guide those doctor hands. The anesthesiologist, Lord, be with them. Any medication that they must administer on tomorrow, be with her. And then once the doctor perform that surgery, dear Lord, let it all be well. Let her have a speedy recovery. Let it be as pain-free as possible, dear Lord. Father God, any traces of the cancer that she once had, Father God, after she removed these breasts, let it never come back again, Father God. Lord, just heal her completely. Make her whole, Lord God. We ask that you just surrender her whole and then give her peace within her mind, dear Lord. Peace, Father God, to where she won't worry about it. Peace to where she won't be sad about it, Lord, but she'll know that what she done was for her good, dear Lord. Father God, give her peace and her anyone that's taking care of them. Help them to keep her encouraged. Help them to uplift her. Help them to let her know she's making such a great decision, Father God. Father God, we just ask once again that you go into that hospital room, that you go into that operating room, that you, the nurses, Lord, the doctor, Lord, the anesthesiologist, Father God, just be with each and every one of them, Father God. Father God, we're sending up a prayer for all of them before they do anything to her, Father God. And then the medication that she will take, Father God, let it do what it is designed to do, Father God. Continue to give her strength in her body, Lord. Continue to make her whole, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do for Sister Augustine on tomorrow morning. We thank you, Lord, that all is well. We thank you, Lord, that she will be made completely whole. In Jesus' name we're praying. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you. Well, we have been talking about Thanksgiving so much this month. And, oh, my gracious, Thanksgiving should just be ringing in and out of us, praise God, hallelujah, because truly it has been a great, great month, and it's been a great year. We still here, praise God, hallelujah. So ending this month, I'm going to go back into Thanksgiving again to end this month. And some of this you may have heard from your pastor and other ministers. Some of these you will not have heard. So we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, heaven's protocol for entering in. Praise God. Three definitions is praise, thanksgiving, and todah, which is the Hebrew word for thanksgiving. We want to thank God at all times. Let him be heard and known at all times. For even if we just Psalms 104 said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with his with a thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name.
We got to do it with affection. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you get tickled all inside when you get to praising God. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, 21, 22, and it said, oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice sacrifices of thanksgiving and rehearse his deeds with shouts of joy and thanksgiving. Praise God. I just love it. You know, God just wants us to thank him. Just thank him. Thank, come to him with thanksgiving. Psalms 50, 14, 15, 23, and 14. Offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall honor and glorify me. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. He who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of God. 4 and 6. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you, and I will give thanks and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. Hallelujah. It's just good to praise the Lord, y'all. Hallelujah. And I love this First Chronicles. Praise God. First Chronicles 16, 4 through 12, and verse 15, and verse 23 through 29, and verse 37 through 41. He appointed the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to celebrate by calling to mind, thanking, and praising the Lord, God of Israel. Hallelujah. Asaph was the chief. Next to him was Zechariah. Next to him was Jehiel, Jehazel, Shemarah, Jehizahel, Mathaniah, Elab, and Benaniah. Obed and Jehiel, who were to play the harps and the lyre. Asaph was to sound the cymbal. Praise God. They had some things going on, y'all. I just love it. They had some things going on, which we need to have some things going on at all times, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Benaniah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Look, y'all, you got to catch some words in there. They had to blow it continually. Don't get tired of God. Don't get tired of praising God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just praise him whenever you are walking along. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then on that day, David first entrusted to Asaph and his brother the singing of thanks to the Lord. See, you got to sing unto the Lord as their chief task. That was the first thing they want to do. That's the chief thing we ought to do because he created us, y'all, to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Praise, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. For who is good? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. God, get to God. Oh, God, just get pleased with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Meditate and talk of all his wonderful works. And devoutly praise him. See, we got to be just so committed to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who rejoice, who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Yearn and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. Desire to be in the presence of the Lord continuously. Praise God. Ask the Lord, Lord, don't take your presence from me. Hallelujah. Because that gives the devil a foothold. Praise God. To get in there and try to do something with me. But long as I'm in the Lord, as long as I heard they used to sing that old song, long as I got King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we ought to be ready and ready and willing to praise God from the time we wake up. Have a praise up on your mind. Praise God earnestly, doing it earnestly. Remember the marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he uttered as in Egypt. Be mindful of his covenant ever for what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The promises that he committed and established. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. You know we sing that song. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't sing it all right now, but I know it all. Praise God. We're going to go on. Hallelujah. He also is to be reverently feared above all so-called gods. For all the gods of the people are lifeless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Praise God. Honor and majesty are found in his presence. Honesty and majesty is found in presence. Strength and joy are found in his sanctuary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty and holy array. He's so beautiful. He's so awesome. Oh, you can just go in thanking and praising God of who he is. And I think we have gone through that during this month, praise God. So David left Asaph and his brothers before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark continuously as each day work required. You know, they was working. They was working it, praising the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you can't work and praise the Lord. You don't do nothing but harm. Why are you on the job? Praise God. And Obed-Edom with his 68 kingsmen. Also Obed-Edom, son of Jethun and Hosea, were to be gatekeepers, but they still praised the Lord. And David left Zadok the priest and his brethren, the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord upon the altar of burnt offering continually, morning and evening. Come on, somebody. We can't give up on God. We can't give up on God. This got to be a continual thing, morning all the way till we lie down. Wake up. We got him on our mind, I say. And to do all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. With them, Heman and Jethun and the rest who were chosen and expressly named to give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and loving kindness endureth forever. Praise God. Psalm 69, 30 and 31. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it will please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that has horns or hoofs. Second Chronicles 29:25-31. Hezekiah stationed the Levites in the Lord's house with cymbals, harps, and lyres, as David, his forefather, and Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan, the prophet, commanded. For the commandment was from the Lord through his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David and the priests with the trumpets. Praise God. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord begin with the trumpets. Hallelujah, y'all. I feel like praising him. And with the instrument ordained by King David of Israel. Now, I'm telling y'all, they had some things going on. I don't know about y'all, but I think I had some things going on, and we should have some things going on. And all the congregation worship. I'm so glad y'all here. Y'all are a congregation tonight worshiping the Lord together tonight. It's been going on. This thing been going down, y'all, from the first beginning of November all the way to the end. This thing, but it didn't just start. It's been going on. Oh, yes, ever since you got saved. And it's going to continue going on just like it said here, David commanded. And from morning to evening, praise God. And all the congregation worship and the singers sang and the trumpeters sounded. And all and this continued until burnt offering was finished. And they had stopped offering, the king and all present with him bowed themselves and worshiped. Also, King Hezekiah and the princes ordered the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph and the seer. And they sang praises with gladness and bowed themselves and worshiped. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Hezekiah said, now you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring an offering and thanks offering unto the Lord of the house of the Lord. And the assembly brought in sacrifice and thanks offering, and as many as were a willing heart brought burnt offering. Praise God. In Psalms 44:8, in God we have made our boast all the day long. We will give thanks to your name forever. Selah. Pause. And thank calmly of that. Praise God. Psalms 107:1-2, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord in Psalms 105:1-5, 8-10, 42-43. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his doings among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Meditate and talk of all his marvelous deeds. Devoutly praise him. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek and require the Lord as their indispensable necessity. Praise God. Seek and inquire. Praise God. Hallelujah, for the Lord, and crave him and his strength, his might, and his inflexibility to temptation. Seek and reform his faith and his presence continually evermore. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds that he has done, his marvelous and wonders, the judgments and the sentences which he has pronounced upon his enemies. As in Egypt, he is earnestly mindful of his covenant. God knows what he had promised us. You know, his promises are yes and not nay. The covenant which he made with Abraham and has sworn unto Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. For he earnestly remembers his holy word and promises. And Abraham, his servant, he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness and singing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us, God. Thank you for all your people tonight, God. Blessed throughout this year, God, and the year to come in, God. We are blessing. You said when we bless them, God, when we bless each other, you will bless us. Praise God. So bless your people as we go tonight. But God, let them just continue thanking and singing and praising you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all have a good night. Thank you for coming again. Hallelujah. Amen. Good night now.
Good night. Be blessed.